Well, good day, friends. It's the 15th of April, Wednesday, and Easter is behind us. And what a joy to experience and to listen and to be reminded of that significant event or events from Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. I hope and trust that the time has been useful for you in the way of growing in Christ and understanding what he has done for us and the hope we have of his return. So friends, hit pause as we start again and continue in the book of Exodus as our main church series. We start in Exodus 15, verse 22. The children of Israel have gone through the Red Sea and sung the song of delight that they're free from the army of Egypt, and now they're free to be in a relationship, a new relationship with God. In verse 22 of chapter 15, then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Sur. For 3 days they travelled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Moriah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That's why the place is called Moriah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood and threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. There the Lord issued a ruling, an instruction for them, to put them to the test. He said, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you." And they came to Elim, where there was 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. Well, didn't take long, did it? God's miraculous and powerful work in freeing them. The first test, after 3 days, begin to be a people who have this reputation, and we see it continuing to grumble, to be concerned about their well-being. They're still to learn, and so it is for you and I, the importance of seeking the Lord and praying and depending and being obedient to him. They're still in this sense of what's happening, give me what I need, why isn't things working out? It takes them time, and I think generations pass before this begins to be understood in their psyche or in their sense of being called. But I'm surprised how quickly they begin to grumble. But I guess we do the same. 3 days without something, especially water. Whatever we feel as though we're missing or struggling in not receiving, I trust that we go to God in prayer and in humble hunger to seek him so that he may deliver rather than complain. It's interesting here the word LORD in capitals is reinforced some 4 or 5 times, I think, meaning Yahweh, the term Yahweh, your God, the personal name. Moses cried out, this is in verse 25, to the Lord, or you could say Yahweh, and Yahweh showed him a piece of wood. So this is a personal conversation with the name of the Creator, reiterated about the intimacy desire, I think, rather than crying out to this distant God, but speaking to our personal Savior or personal Creator, Yahweh. God put him to the test. Or the phrase there is what's taken as the meaning of Torah. God showed him a piece of wood. The showing is instruction. And that's the meaning of Torah. Somehow, in our English translation, it's been turned into law, but the meaning is instruction, to show people the way of God, the Torah. That's the root word that we apparently use for, or has been used for, law, but it's to show how to live. And this is one way of showing how to live for us. But God put them to the test, or made them be aware of the beginnings of consequences for actions that disobedience and rejection of him doesn't mean that things go on as normal. There is a punishment or a consequence for actions, and he says he will, if they're obedient, they will not receive any of the diseases that God brought on them, that is the Egyptians. For I am the Lord, I am Yahweh who heals you. So may that be an encouragement to us. Keep obeying the commands of God, his decrees, the way he would like us to live, being careful with our actions, being sincere with our words, and he will guide and heal us through whatever we're facing. And then verse 27, they came to Elim, 12 springs and 70 palm trees, the symbol of great provision. So there's a, if wherever you are on that journey of thinking of grumbling or waiting and asking, may you know there's great provision ahead as we obey his commands and his way of life. Keep it up, friends, whatever we're facing. Let him be our guide, not in grumbling, but in prayer and conversation to Yahweh, our Creator. Okay, Proverbs 10. A few things to read here I thought were interesting. From verse 17, Proverbs 10:17. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. Whoever conceals hatred with lying lips and spreads slander is a fool. And sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. Yeah. Whoever ignores correction leads others astray. Wow. May you be encouraged to be a people of discipline and obedience and prayer and patience, knowing that he will provide for each of us. God bless, friends. I will see you or talk to you on Friday as we begin to get back into our reading. God bless. Hit pause and spend time in silence before the Lord.